Welcome to our podcast. Today we'll be talking about whether SoFitz or Foster Keep is better.
I think SoFitz is better. What about you, Alicia?
Agreed.
Well, here's our guest today. Her name is Amina.
Hi. Foster Keep will always win. It says that in the book, so it means it's gonna happen.
It also says SoFitz is gonna happen.
It doesn't say SoFitz is gonna happen.
It says it's better.
No, so it says yes, Foster yes. Keep Fitz is better.
No,
that's and it says no SoFitz is wheel. Better.
Don't interrupt me.
Okay, Bella, reasons.
About what?
Why do you think SoFitz is better? Oh. Duh.
About what?
Obviously, huh?
Yeah, like. Do you think the sky is blue?
Yes.
Okay.
You look, explain like, your reasons.
It looks blue.
Okay, job. Continue. Reasons with SoFitz. Continue.
Explain.
Well, Sophie and Fitz are a better...
Continue. You cannot stall because you can't make up anything because you know you're wrong.
Continue.
Okay.
I told you to just be laughing for like 2 minutes straight.
Need to start.
I think you're just stalling because you can't think of anything.
Actually, I can't think of things.
Well, then say it.
Okay, book one. Go, book one.
I can't remember things from book one.
Just
I mean, okay. I can, but like... Everything, when you read a book series, like, everything just mashes together, so you always
okay.
forget,
well,
like, what book
well, then just say your reasons for SoFitz, okay?
Well, SoFitz are, Sophie and Fitz are better together.
Like,
ow. Fitz actually thinks that Sophie can handle things. That's why he trusts Sophie. Keith over here just wants to protect Sophie and thinks that Sophie is a fragile little child who will get broken.
Oh.
And you know it's true. That's what he's saying.
I don't know. I feel like Keith would be better as Sophie's like best friend, and not. I mean, if you look at how Sophie is with Dex, they're not really best friends anymore. So I feel like Keith would be better as just her friend, nothing more.
He's destined to be the friend. He's destined to be the one that wants to like. Protector, like I'm your best friend. I want to protect you from anything evil. Your boyfriend is not gonna want to protect you from things. They're gonna want to build you stronger. They're gonna say you can do this.
Disclaimer: Amina doesn't have a boyfriend yet.
What?
I'm kidding, but she doesn't.
Wait till high school.
Okay.
I'm just letting everyone know so they're not like...
I think they know.
Well, just in case they didn't. Now they
okay.
do.
Okay. I think because, they like, did. It's pretty, like, open.
What did you say, Jonathan?
Continue.
Okay. So, like, you know that I'm right. Otherwise, you wouldn't...
Okay, well, can you keep your mouth shut for 5 seconds while I explain why you're wrong?
Continue, Amina. Tell me how I'm quote-unquote wrong.
Just hear her out.
I will. That's why I okay. told her to continue.
Okay. First of all, Keith and Sophie are a way better match for each other because they both will go... They protect each other, okay? They're there for each other. Fitz and Sophie... just wouldn't work out. Like, Sophie would figure something out or know something that she's not quite ready to tell Fitz because she's still dealing with it herself. Fitz would find out eventually, and then he'd blow up with his anger issues and all his other problems in his head, and he'd get mad at her and blame her for it, and then that'd really stress her out, and then she'd become even more closed off, and that's pretty much how the relationship would work and end. So they're not meant to be.
Maybe that's just the beginning stages of it.
Well, you don't know that because that's how their friendship is, too. How do you think it's going to be when they're together? Like,
right, but you don't know that either.
Neither do you.
Neither do you.
But I do.
No, but you don't.
You're not
I can.
You're not,
yeah, yes,
you're
I do.
No.
Okay, I have a prediction for what's going to happen in
Facebook?
Legacy.
Oh, Bella and I noticed something really
interesting.
Obvious in the
cover.
Yes.
Oh, how she's awkwardly holding Keith's hand and more comfortably holding Fitz. But Keith is obviously looking up at her in worry because he cares about her. Fitz is having his back turned towards her and looking straight ahead at whatever they're facing. So he's obviously a little uncomfortable with Sophie. And you could tell that this scene is probably towards the end.
No, if you
so
look,
you can tell that there's some distance between Fitz and Sophie right now. And Keith, while holding her hand, is being enhanced and can feel the feelings that Sophie's feeling even more deeply, the feelings in her heart. And remember the end of, was it Nightfall? I think it was, where Keith had his excerpt or whatever.
Oh,
and
yeah,
the feelings of the head and heart are different, and then and that when he was enhanced, he felt the feelings of her heart, and he smiled about it. That was, like, the big boom at the end of the book. That was what Shannon Messenger was trying to, like, make the reader go, like, and so she wouldn't put that for nothing unless Keith actually felt that Sophie really feels that way about him in her heart because he smiled about it. He wouldn't be smiling about it if he was worried that Sophie's was going to happen. So, Team Foster Keith will always win, as said by Shannon Messenger.
Not always.
See how you can't say anything back? Because you agree.
Keith? No, it's a thought process over here.
Keith is worried about Sophie because he thinks that she is a frail little child who will just be broken by everything.
I mean, look.
He doesn't. He knows
he
that
does.
She is. Shut
Otherwise,
up.
He wouldn't be all worried about her. He would be, if he didn't think that she was a frail little child that could be broken, he would be more like Fitz.
Oh my gosh. Like, oh, he'd be more like Fitz and practically go murder his brother even when Sophie is practically crying over here begging him not to.
He'd be more like Fitz, who literally looks at her with confidence that she can deal whatever is going on.
Weirdo.
Okay. Keith knows that Sophie is strong. Keith knows that Sophie can handle things, but he doesn't want her to handle more than she has to because he knows that she has so much going on in her life. He wants to make her life easier because he cares about her so much. Fitz doesn't care how easy her life is or whatever. He doesn't care how anything emotionally affects her. He doesn't actually love her. He likes her, yes, but he does not love her. That's the difference between Keith and Fitz.
They're also in London.
Bella just said majority rules, and a majority of people ship Foster, Keith, and not Sophie.
That doesn't mean it'll
happen.
That doesn't mean it'll happen.
No, majority rules. It will happen.
No,
it rules over all other ships.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, I thought you paused.
It does.
No, it really
you
doesn't.
You just said yourself, majority rules.
Yeah, for a totally different topic that we were just discussing right now.
But still, you said it.
We were not talking about ships. We were talking about nuclear weapons.
Get that, but you said majority rules.
We were talking about nuclear weapons. Majority rules when it comes to nuclear weapons, not when it comes to ships.
Yeah, I don't think...
When it also comes to ships, majority rules.
No.
It does.
No. No, because you don't like it when we go to your ship. You get all... Like,
offended.
Defended and
not offended, not defended. No, you get offended and defensive.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's
not defended.
When what? When we bring up your ship, you get all offended
and defensive.
Bring up your ship.
When we talk
your
about
ship, me.
Oh. You gonna take this out of the podcast? I think Shannon Messenger is Team Foster Keith, she just said
going
she's Team
back
Sophie.
Going back to this.
And by the way, Fitz will probably join the council because his middle name is Avery, and that means council, so that
doesn't
means...
mean anything, though.
That doesn't mean anything.
It means
anything.
He'll probably join the council, and if Sophie and him aren't broken up by then they will be broken up, and then
if
Keith will be there to comfort her, and then Fitz will be a bad friend because him and Keith aren't really friends anymore because Fitz has already been stupid and Keith did something stupid. Yes, he did do something stupid.
Okay, but
he
was really stupid.
In his defense,
He went and joined the people who tortured Sophie. He went alongside the people who literally held Sophie in Bounce.
And Dex.
And they burned her. They tortured her.
I can't think anything right now. About yelling, come back to me.
They
later.
Tortured her. And Keith just decides, oh yeah, I'm going to go join the Never Seen now. Bye, guys. Love you. Not really.
It's understandable why Fizz doesn't trust Keith anymore because they're best friends.
I know. I'm saying that's understandable. But they were already breaking apart before that.
Right. And you keep attacking Fizz for it.
Well, no, because he wasn't doing anything to understand Keith. Fitz has all of these things, and he's kind of ungrateful for it. Keith has an emotionally abusive mother and father who don't care about him at all. The only friend he has a perfect life that he's always wanted. And his best friend gets the only girl that he's ever loved. The only person who's actually really cared and tried to understand him. So I can see why he's a bit miserable and went and did that, because that unlocks part of his past. His mother was part of the Never Seen and had a plan for him in it. So of course he would want to see what it is. Did he actually betray them? No.
Yes.
He reported to Sophie everything he knew.
No.
Yes, he did. They talked to each other telepathically.
Yeah.
Don't hit me.
Okay, if Sophie never checked in, you think he still would have told her?
Well, no. Do you think he could have? No.
Keith would not have reached out to her at all.
And don't forget at the end when he did enjoy the Never Seen and he went and saved her. Don't forget that. He saved her life.
When?
Practically.
Well, yeah, after giving false information about what was going to happen.
Because he didn't know. He knew something was going to happen, but he didn't know what it was. I'm sorry they didn't trust him because they still believed he was on the Black Swan side. Because he was. He still is. He always has been.
You can't, if I went and betrayed you.
So, if Fitz is going to be oblivious and ignorant and try not to understand Keith, his best friend in the whole wide world, then I guess they were never really friends, were they?
He went and joined the people who betrayed them, who literally, they have hurt them over and over. They kidnapped Sophie's parents. Okay. And he was working alongside them, giving them information.
Nothing too important, and he warned Sophie about everything.
Nothing too important? Everything is important. Every little piece of information he gave them was important. He went and worked for them.
Did it do anything to bring the Black Swan down? Not really. Did it do anything to help them? Not really, okay? Keith finally did something for himself because all this time he's been thinking of protecting Sophie. When he finally did something to try and make himself feel better because he's all depressed because
he doesn't have
anyone.
You're right. He made himself feel better, but in doing so, he betrayed all of his
friends. He didn't betray them.
Yes, he did.
He didn't.
Think about how Sophie would feel knowing that her so-called best friend, one of her best friends, went and joined the people who tortured her.
I think she took it really well because she's a good person and tries to step into his shoes, unlike you.
They cannot be best friends. Well, we are nearing the end of our time. So, me and Amina are going to come.
Amina and I.
Us three are going to come to a conclusion to agree to disagree.
You can decide who made a better point, me. Again, that's your choice.
Or you can just read the books and, but seeing the people that everyone in our class is probably won't do it. Oh well.
Yeah, because you guys have multiple times told
life.
Us that we're weird and you never.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh my.
So.
That's it.
Well, yeah.
Have a good day. Peace.